Now, back to Open House with Team Reba.
All right. Well, this is Reba Haas.
I'm Eric Osnes.
And we are back talking about love letters and some of the best practices and crazy stories around love letters that we've seen. I should tell my husband to write me more love letters.
That's right.
He might win more.
Well, you just don't want any. You don't want any fair housing issues to come up between the two of you.
Well, between us, that's not an issue. He can write as many love letters as he likes, and then
okay
he might win bids
that's
for affection and have you.
That's right. You might accept that offer.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Heck yeah. Yeah. It's like you want to do what?
Well,
ooh,
good.
Maybe so.
That's right. Right. You know, I had a customer a few months ago that actually, they were not the highest offer. They hadn't written the actual love letter, but they were the only buyers who toured the home and took their shoes off.
Well, and you know, more and more people are asking to have the shoes removed, right?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And there's a lot of folks who don't. And I mean, I'll admit there are times when it's a dry day and it's clean and everything else that
sure
sometimes we don't.
Yeah.
But there are lots of folks that I will say are swayed by how other people treat their home.
Sure.
Right?
Sure.
Because it is hard to have a bunch of strangers come tromping through your house, right?
Absolutely.
And you're not there and they're moving things around sometimes. And, you know, it's just, it's a little disconcerting, right?
Sure.
So politeness can make a big, big difference. In fact, actually last night I was just showing a client a house and we ran into the homeowner coming home. So we had a moment of being able to say hello and ask a couple questions that was going to be pertinent because we're expecting multiple offers on that place today, possibly. And in fact, I'm avidly working on their offer even while we're here. And, you know, how we present ourselves to that seller is really important at that moment, right?
Of course.
And I've seen people be, you know, in difficult positions. In fact, actually, several years ago, one of my clients, you know, the folks who have the sailboat, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that was a dream of theirs way back when. But I remember showing them the house that they own now. And we ran into the seller while we were there. And unbeknownst to us, she had been having difficulties with her listing agent. And, you know, she just got along great with my clients. In fact, it was kind of eerie because the wife in that couple and the seller looked alike. Like they were about the same height. They had the same hair color, same hair length. I mean, the physical characteristics were almost spot on. I know. I kept thinking, I'm like, you guys are going to move in. All the neighbors are going to think she just got married or something. You know, it was really eerie. And maybe that's why she felt so comfortable with her because, you know, people oftentimes, you know, they're like, oh, we're very similar. So they tend to have a natural affinity for you. So that house was going to have multiple offers on it. And what I had noticed was that the listing agent had not done her paperwork correctly in the MLS, and she had not filed the proper document to be able to wait to review offers. So I strong-armed her into forcing our offer ahead of what she was now telling other agents
clever
was the timing.
Right, right.
And in that situation, it was a combination of knowing the rules, knowing how to leverage that with the listing agent without pissing off the listing agent, and just getting her convinced to go to the seller to say, hey, these folks really want to put an offer up front.
Sure.
And that woman remembered it. So I made a point of saying, tell her my clients are the ones who. And sure enough, that lady was like, oh, I really like them. Yes, I would love to sell my house to them. And so sure enough, we got it and we didn't have any escalations, no nothing. We got it sold for the asking price. It was fabulous.
Too funny.
Yeah. So sometimes, you know, like to your point, just how you treat the other person or their home can make all the difference because people do want to know that it's going to someone who'll care for it.
Absolutely. Right? I have a client right now in the north end of Seattle who, again, wasn't the highest offer out there, but they did write the letter, and the seller happened to be very sentimental. The seller's dad had built the home back in the 50s, and the love letter talked about raising the family, and you know, they could see their little kids playing in the park nearby and you know, growing up and, playing in the backyard, and that.
Well, you and I have a mutual client right now that it wasn't it wasn't that we were in a situation for a love letter, but we did have a seller who they were the first owners of the home, had raised their family in the home. And I was torn when the listing agent started asking me a bunch of questions about the couple. Like, and she said, well, do they have children? And I had to be real careful about some of the things I said, especially because the thing is this couple that's buying this house together, his child is from a prior marriage. Mm-hmm. And so you never know, like, if that listing agent goes and shares any information that's personal about this couple.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, she might get the wrong idea. Oh, well, okay, broken marriage and blah, blah, you know, like, and there's all these things. So it's always such a fine line.
Yeah,
right?
You have to be super careful. I can see that.
Yeah. You do have to be really super careful. But, you know, for me, what I have found to be successful in, and I've had lots of times where there's been multiple offers and my clients have won, even if they haven't been the highest price. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of that going back to, well, what's the seller care about, you know, and talking about, you know, you're paying attention to their needs, you're congratulating them or complimenting them on the condition of their home. Because especially, you know, if you've never sold a home before, you don't realize the extreme amount of effort that goes into preparing a home. Like those move-in ready homes, those truly move-in ready homes, an enormous amount of effort has been expended to get it to that state.
Right.
And most people are frankly exhausted by the end of it.
Right,
and
right.
Especially through the showings and everything else that goes on. So for someone to recognize that and to comment on that and to share with them the appreciation for that, those are some of the, if it's all just about like, oh, it's us, you know, me,
right.
You really can also turn someone off because they're also like, well, but like if the first thing you do is be like, oh, and we can't wait to remodel the basement. You know, if someone's real proud of the way what right. they did, that
we
may
gotta,
not.
We got to get rid of that hideous color in and yeah. Right,
well, in
right.
fact, this gal who was asking me about the details of our mutual client, you know, she's got that vintage wallpaper that I think I told you about.
Right.
I showed you pictures.
I've seen pictures of this home that has the black and white, like the Marilyn Monroe.
It's black,
wallpaper.
White, and silver kind of stuff. Yeah. It's all these old movie stars
Hollywood
and it's
stuff.
Vintage wallpaper. It's super cool. And then there's a bathroom that's got all these kind of looks like
thinking? 60s.
Well,
kind of a thing.
Yeah, it's like all these bold colors, and it looks like it's from. What are those shows where they kind of? I'm blanking. No. It starts with a B, but I'm blanking out now. But anyways, but it's really cool wallpaper, and it's really crazy, and it's totally vintage, and nothing you would ever find anywhere, and maybe you wouldn't want to, I don't know. But the listing agent was telling us she really likes this client of ours because they actually appreciate the vintage wallpaper, and the listing agent has been told over and over and over from other buyers and their agents how people don't like this house, how it's dated,
right.
how they think it's kind of ugly, and they think she didn't do enough.
I think you've told me lots of times, you know, when you're meeting with your clients, try and get rid of some of that.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
If
it's too personal, right, exactly. And there's probably some things this gal could have done. Like she has really bright blue Formica countertops.
Mm-hmm.
Those probably could have been updated.
Sure.
Right?
Sure.
But the vintage wallpaper, like you have wallpaper in your house that we've talked about, and yours is specifically...
It's historical.
It's historical, right. Yeah. And so it's appropriate for the house. Mm-hmm. But I'll tell you, I was just in a house yesterday with a new client, and it's got wallpaper in the entryway that's fuzzy. Like you can rub on it, and it's fuzzy. It's like a cat.
Oh,
you can
wow.
pet it.
She
loves it.
I'm not really a wall petter, but
I'll tell you what, this gal loves it. I thought, okay, but you know, but it's kind of fun. When you do start rubbing on it, it is kind of fun.
Good luck painting over that though.
Well, no, they're not gonna have to paint.
Yeah,
she wants to keep it actually. I could see, like, if you have a bad day from the office, come home. Get them to the Greek. Wasn't there a whole scene of like a fur wall where they were rubbing on it and calms you down?
Well, there's all types out there and all different tastes, and who are we to judge?
Yeah.
That's
right. Well, and that's what love's like.
That's right. That's right.
So your love letter should talk about, you know,
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, you know, another question for you, though, and this is mm-hmm. kind of going a little bit off the subject of love letters, but still when you're making an offer, mm-hmm. you're seeing all these escalation clauses yeah. right now. So homes are selling for tens of thousands of dollars, in some cases mm-hmm. more than the listed price.
Yeah.
And I was having this debate the other day because you say you got two offers in front of you, and one's 20% down, and it goes, say, $30,000 over the sale price.
Mm-hmm.
And one is 10% down, but it goes $70,000 over the list price. Mm-hmm. Which one are you going to take? You know, in my theory, the one with the 10% down, but it's a sale an escalation price, it's way, way higher, mm-hmm. doesn't really mean anything. Because if you've got a person who's putting less down, if the home still has to appraise.
Right.
So from a financing standpoint, there's really no point in putting kind of a pie in the sky price on a home if the home won't appraise for that. So what's the point of that?
Well, yeah, I get your point, but hopefully the listing agent has done some assessment up front of what seems realistic. Because, you know, I had a deal years ago where we had 15 offers and one gal came in $40,000 above everybody else. And we chose not to take her offer because one poorly written offer, and she was a real estate agent trying to buy for herself,
mm-hmm.
horribly written offer. But we had done a good analysis up front and her offer was so far beyond what we thought an appraiser would realistically do. It was like there's too much risk taking her deal because
yeah.
the odds are really good that it's just going to get cut back down. And she might try and manipulate that somehow. But they still had, you know, multiple tens of thousands over their asking price for the next best offer. And so they went with the second best and they were still plenty, plenty happy. But the 20% down versus 10% down. Now, if they were equal offers,
oh yeah, then
I would probably easily say, you know, lower risk with 20% down. If there's just this huge big delta in between them, then it's just like, well, is that number realistic? Because
yep.
just throwing the dollar amount versus a percentage or looking at your numbers, you just have to kind of do some number crunching at that point and really look to like, what's the potential of
right.
this? And, you know, I mean, frankly, there's some deals where I don't think they're going to appraise and I get pleasantly surprised.
Well, it all comes down to which offer is going to be the most successful and get the mm-hmm. highest price you possibly can for everything.
Yeah,
so.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Okay, well, we've got one more segment.
We do.
And we're going to do our market rates, I think, in that segment.
We will. All right, when we come back on Business Radio, KKOL 1300. Stay tuned.
Got a question? Call it in. 866-712-1300.